Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hey everybody, this is Berg Vivant, I'm Mike Bazzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we've just come back from seeing Pentaglaze.
No!
Pentaglaze? We didn't
Pentaglaze.
See it. Pantaglaze?
Pantaglaze.
Is this going to be like Les Mis again?
No, it's Pantaglaze.
Pantaglaze. Pantaglaze.
I listened very carefully.
Okay. Well, that we were at the show Pantaglaze at Quantum, which is in Homewood this time, because Quantum goes all over the place.
Yeah, and it's kind of on the border. Like, they said it was in Homewood, but when we actually went, it was on the border of Point Reyes and East,
like,
Liberty. It was very, very safe neighborhood.
Blocks away from Bakery Square.
Yes.
Blocks away from
Bakery
Square.
That's a good way to describe it.
From Google. If it's good enough for Google,
it's good enough for us.
Yeah, so let's talk about the show.
I don't even know what to say, because I had so much fun at that show.
It was a really
fun time. It was hilarious.
But dark, too. I mean,
oh, it was a totally dark comedy, but I don't have any objections to darkness.
Right.
Not at all.
It was really fun. What I really loved about the show, it's an immersive experience. You go in, and it starts from the moment you... Actually, it starts from the moment you park your car. It just becomes an immersive experience. I don't want to give too much away.
No, I don't either. Yeah. But it was really fun, just the way you went in and...
Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Yeah. We won't mention that we were detained, because that might be a spoiler. But,
oh, okay. Spoiler,
but even
sweetie.
The lobby
oh,
was
the lobby,
very
everything.
Interesting. And then when you got into the theater itself, the set...
Really put you in the place. Really put you...
Well...
In
yes.
the experience.
And because it was in, it took place in some generic, unnamed Eastern European country,
right.
The set was perfect because it was very stark. It felt very Eastern European. No frills, nothing fancy, cement, you know. It was just.
I kept waiting for them to say the name of the country, and they never do.
They don't want you to
sort
know
like
the name
Rebecca.
Of the country. What?
In the movie Rebecca, they never say Rebecca's name.
Oh, yeah, I've
never
seen that.
They never say the second Mrs. whatever her name is, Mrs. De Winter.
But this was to me, this was a fascinating play because it was written around 1930
yes.
by a Belgian playwright.
Right.
And let's see if we can pronounce it. I'll say the first name if you can say the last. Michel de...
Gallerode.
Okay, that's close enough. It's
Michel de la Gallerode.
Yeah, and it was kind of a generic play that had to be adapted because it was...
Well, it was... You know, it's interesting. It was... It seemed like it was... I'm assuming... I've never read the original play.
No.
I'm assuming it's like comedy dell'arte because there were some masks involved.
Yes.
There were... Oh, that... Whoa.
Do you need the Heimlich?
No, I'm good. Okay. We'll cut that part.
I hope so. Oh, my God. I've never seen somebody die before. Okay, anyway.
So
he wrote it, but it was...
Michel de Gallerode.
But it was adaptable to modern time, which
yes.
is what the...
Ball adapted it.
Right. And
he took what I was assuming is a... Like I said, comedy de dell'arte style... It had, your central character was a clownish character.
I didn't think he was so clownish. The original.
In the original, I would assume.
The original Pantaglaze.
Right.
Was clownish, but this one played by Randy Kovitz.
Well, Randy gives dimension and depth to everything we know.
Yes, absolutely. And he was phenomenal. He played an Allen Ginsberg
type
poet. However, he looked exactly like Allen Ginsberg.
He really did.
He let his hair grow, and it was all curly. He had the glasses.
He had the bushy beard. Drop out and,
That was Timothy Leary.
Oh, that's Timothy
But he
Leary.
Was, a, they were...
Co, yeah.
Yeah, they were the same beat
comrades,
poet things.
Yes.
Yeah. But he played that role with tremendous skill and talent and believability.
Tremendous aplomb.
And lots of humor. He inadvertently was elected. Well, he was taken over to this country of unknown origin where everybody had these really crazy accents that were they French, were they German, were they Czech,
mix up of a little bit of everything,
and they all had these undistinguishable accents, which I love.
Picked up at the airport by a chauffeur named Babouche,
who was played by this wonderful unpronounceable
almost
name,
as hard as Babouche. Yes, we learned it.
Abdiel Vavankos. Yes, Vavankos. And he was funny. And
very
even
funny.
His name in the play was Babouche.
Babouche.
He was like, Babouche.
Babouche.
But anyway, back to Randy and the Allen Ginsberg character.
Yes.
When Jay Ball and the man who adapted it.
Yes.
And Jed Allen Harris, both of whom... work at CMU.
Oh, terrific.
Worked on this together, this adaptation, and they based his character on the Ginsberg thing. But what's interesting is that Allen Ginsberg actually went to Prague.
Oh, really?
Didn't start
a revolution, though.
He didn't, but he was escorted out.
Oh, my!
Because of the conditions at that time.
Oh.
I think it was 1965.
Oh.
Yeah, and so that's what gave them the idea to base the Pantaglaze character on Allen Ginsberg.
That's interesting because it's also no name of a country, but there's also an undistinguishable time period that takes place.
That's
true.
It's
like cell phones, but there's references to people in the 1980s and...
It was interesting. It was, I found it hilariously funny.
Well,
and Tony Bingham as El Presidente.
Tony Bingham was hilarious.
He was so funny. Everything that he did cracked me up, but when he was behind the window, these things going on with Weston Blakeslee, who... I didn't know.
Oh, also could be funny.
He was the policeman.
Very funny.
Hilarious. And there was a thing going on stage we don't want to ruin. And then
spoilers,
Tony was
sweetie.
Off stage. And
spoilers.
He was making all these hand signals. And he also played four different world leaders on screen. He was El Presidente speaking with them individually. And he was each of them.
I read this thing.
He was Pinochet.
He was
Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
He was Idi Amin. He was Muammar Gaddafi. And he was these characters
as
El Presidente talking to himself and what these characters were doing on the
screen. Which was even funnier.
But they were... I'm sorry. But I kept... Look at this. Look at Margaret Thatcher. Look what Gaddafi's doing. Look at...
You have to watch the others.
The others, because it was crazy what was
crazy,
happening. Crazy,
fun stuff.
And then the other, I would say, main character would be... And they even said Rachel, Raquel. There was even
Lisa Ann Goldsmith?
Yeah, Lisa Ann Goldsmith.
Yes.
She was not... hilariously funny, but she was really, good.
Yeah.
Her character had so much depth and so much real.
Right. There was a great scene between her, though. Her and Tony Bingham, that was a great scene.
And we won't say. That would be a spoiler.
Yeah, that would
be
a spoiler.
To say that.
I want to, you know what, I have to mention, I think Max Pavel did really well. Kimberly Parker Green.
Alex Nell.
Great cast. A really great cast.
And Sam Turek, who played P-E-S-T.
Pest. Yes.
Pest.
Pest.
But it was, we didn't even say what a farce it was. It was like a, so farcical, it was like a farce of a farce.
Right, a farce.
It was
with
like
a deep theme and meaning.
But it was Woody Allen.
You it we was caught you little bits of bananas
Cousteau,
in there.
Oh, I Duck could say
soup. It, yeah, Cousteau, what else? The Pink Panther series. All commingled in together in overlapping on this original French or Belgian.
Belgian, right. And writer. You know what? The Belgian writer that did this, Michel de
Gellerode,
said that this was a farce to make you sad because it
and
was
it
about
did.
It did because it was about revolution and sometimes the misguided and misdirected and unsure even goals of the revolutionaries and what did they
right.
really want? What were they hoping to accomplish?
They're a lot more than just funny, but it's really funny.
Really funny.
And I suggest you all go out to see Pentaglaze at Quantum.
Yeah.
Quantum Theater.
You won't be sorry.
You will not be sorry.
I loved
it's an
it.
Experience.
I loved it, loved it, loved it.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.